Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
Very concerned about our budget.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about what's going on in state politics. Jack, Governor Snyder has signed a law that does away with straight party ticket voting on election ballots. The measure can't be challenged with a voter referendum because there's a spending provision attached to it. The governor says it's time to choose people over politics. But what are the politics behind this legislation?
Well, the politics of it are clearly to give Republicans an advantage. In recent elections, more voters have cast straight ticket votes for the Democrats. This cost Republicans 8 of the 9 State Board of Education seats 2 years ago, even though they won at the top of the ticket, and so they want to make it impossible. And adding an appropriation was quite cynical to prevent people from overturning it in a referendum. Republicans have done this twice before, and voters want the straight ticket option. They've gone to the polls and overturned it. Now they can't.
How is this going to affect voters?
Well, we don't really know yet. In 2014, what happened was Governor Snyder was reelected, of course, but the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, Terry Lynn Land, was very, very weak. Many people split their tickets, and then when people split their tickets, they usually don't vote for a lot of offices lower down, court seats and State Board of Education seats, things like that. So the presumption is it will give Republicans an unfair advantage. Now, the governor said that they ought to also pass the no-reason absentee voting. Michigan makes it harder for people to vote than most other states. We have no early voting. It's harder to get absentee ballots, but a lot of people blasted the governor for being hypocritical since the state Senate made it very clear they have no interest in making it easier for people to vote.
Now, local government leaders are continuing to press the governor to veto legislation that would block school districts and municipalities from informing the public about ballot measures within 60 days of an election. The bill would ban local officials from using public money to disseminate information through TV, radio, the mail, and robocalls. How much information do voters generally get in these ways, and is that information accurate?
Well, it tends to be. It's already illegal. We need to note that it's already illegal for municipalities to send out information that's biased, to say you should vote for this bill because it'll fix your roads. This is the only way people have, in a lot of cases, of knowing what's on the ballot. And most of what I've seen is very straightforward and dispassionate. It says if you pass this millage, for example, it'll build a new gymnasium or whatever it's going to do. My guess is what the governor will do is veto it and then ask for it to be sent back with this provision stripped out of it, the one that allows people to get information about what's going to be on the ballot. But the governor has till January 11th to make up his mind one way or the other.
And finally, the governor has declared a state of emergency in Flint and Genesee County because of lead contamination in the city's water supply. What's the significance of this declaration?
Well, this gets more and more interesting all the time. The declaration, which a lot of people think was overdue, means that the city of Flint would be eligible for federal disaster aid, and this is something they very much want. However, on the same day this happened, the U.S. Attorney's Office, the arm of the Department of Justice, announced they were going to investigate. They had launched an investigation into potential criminal or civil legal violations in Flint, and this could be a real nightmare for the Snyder administration because all this was the work of Snyder's appointees and his emergency managers. They were in charge of the situation, so we'll have to keep an eye on it. This is potentially good news for Flint. They need money. They want money to replace their lead pipes and to deal with the effects. Nobody knows how serious of the lead contamination in children, but this story is going to go on for quite some time.
As always, Jack, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst.